This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. is announcing more sanctions aimed at Russians because of the war in Ukraine. G7 nations are now restricting the Russian central bank's use of gold in transactions. And we're hearing that the U.S. will welcome up to 100,000 refugees from Ukraine as millions there run from the violence. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The White House had been saying it would allow some of the 3.5 million leaving their homeland to come to America, but officials expected most would want to stay in Europe. Still, refugee agencies have been urging the Biden administration to do more, including by speeding up entry for those who are already applying to enter the U.S. through a refugee program. Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO leaders, including President Biden, have been meeting an emergency session in Brussels, Belgium this morning. They heard from Ukraine's President Zelensky by video. He's pleading for weapons to use against Russian aircraft and ships. Meanwhile, Russian ground troops are bogged down in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
With its ground forces slowed or stopped by hit-and-run Ukrainian units armed with Western-supplied weapons, President Vladimir Putin's troops are bombarding the targets from afar, falling back on the tactics they used in reducing cities to rubble in Syria and Chechnya, a senior U.S. defense official said on Wednesday. Russian ground forces appear to be digging in and setting up defensive positions 9 to 12 miles outside Kiev, the capital, as they make little to no progress toward the city center. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here at home, the number of Americans applying for unemployment last week fell to its lowest level in 52 years. The new numbers from the Labor Department this morning. The job market's continuing to show strength. This is AP News. Today is the final day of Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on the Supreme Court nomination of Ketanji Brown Jackson. The AP's Mike Rossia.
Despite at times blistering questions from Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Federal Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson appears on track to become the High Court's first black female justice. Wednesday evening, Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn returned to a GOP theme.
You have an unmistakable pattern of releasing criminals with dangerous backgrounds into the community.
Jackson's response in part,
we can't release everyone. There are people who are too dangerous to release.
As Wednesday's session concluded, Committee Chairman Dick Durbin told Jackson,
your patience, dignity, and grace in the face of what was frankly some offensive treatment is a real testament to your judicial temperament.
Today will be the final day of hearings with legal experts weighing in. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.